With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. 4 days to Election Day, and today we'll find Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a key battleground state. Both take to the stump in Wisconsin. Tomorrow, it's on to North Carolina for the two-party standard bearers. Their surrogates will also be busy today in states where the race said to be just about as close as it gets. The Keystone State, the biggest prize among the seven crucial swing states. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there as he tours the so-called Blue Wall states.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have visited Pennsylvania far more often than other battlegrounds. The campaigns know the importance of this state, and so does this voter I spoke with.
I say as goes Pennsylvania, so goes the country. And now it's going to be Pennsylvania, I think, is the real linchpin.
It's Trump country here in Bedford County, but statewide it's neck and neck between the former president and the vice president as they race to secure Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Bedford, Pennsylvania.
The winner of the presidential contest will have to deal with an increasingly belligerent and dangerous foe.
This new weapon signals that North Korea has made progress in building a missile that can deliver nuclear weapons to the United States, sending a powerful message ahead of the election. Previous U.S. administrations have tried to get Kim Jong-un to abandon his nuclear program. But in recent years, Mr. Kim has made clear that he has no intention of doing so.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. Also at SRNnews.com, reports of fatalities and a mass shooting during an early morning party in downtown Orlando, Florida. A teen suspect under arrest. Striking Boeing workers vote next week on a new contract offer. It would give them a 38% pay hike over 4 years. On Wall Street, Dow futures 92 points higher. This is SRN News. France has begun the countdown to the reopening of Notre Dame.
Renovation work in the wake of that devastating fire in 2019 is just about finished, and the world's most famous cathedral is set to be formally reopened in just over a month. In fact, artisans will be working on Notre Dame well into next year. But the main sanctuary is now safe enough to permit visitors and parishioners beginning on December 8th. The event comes at a time when religious faith is waning in France. Only about half the population calls itself Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Memorials to hundreds of Jews murdered by German forces during World War II have been unveiled in a forest in Poland. The ceremony this week took place at the site of a Nazi labor camp where Jews were forced to work in the fields before they were murdered in 1943. Auschwitz and other death camps are well known, but this Polish site has received little attention until now. This is SRN News. A CNN contributor admits downplaying big tech censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020.
On Wednesday night, a CNN panel discussion put a spotlight on comments made by Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance, who suggested that President Biden's victory was illegitimate by pointing to how social media giants, quote, verifiably censored Americans from talking about things like the Hunter Biden laptop story. CNN contributor Kara Swisher reacted, quote, there is no proof that tech companies colluded to do this. This is nonsense and he knows it. Conservative CNN political analyst Scott Jennings pushed back, saying there was an institutional effort to support the New York Post's bombshell reporting on the laptop. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dodgers' victory over the Yankees, Game 5 of the World Series, averaged 18.5 million viewers, according to Nielsen. The most watched game in the Fall Classic since 2019, when Washington's Game 7 victory over Houston averaged 23 million viewers. More details at srnnews.com.